Talking this morning about bowls and croquet and a sport or two that you can do over with the Cerne Croquet Club. We are talking to David Underhill, who is the club president, and Sandra Clayton, who's been a member for many years. They joined me both in the studio with a croquet club that David has been wielding around. First of all, morning to you both.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here. So tell me a little bit about this bowls and croquet club at Cerne. David, you're the president. So what's this club all about? What do you do? And how often are you getting together to play bowls or croquet?
Okay, it started way back in the 80s when it was played on the Cerne lawns by the restaurant. And later on in the 90s, we moved across to Prevesan site for Cerne. We play almost every day in the week one of the three sports which are available.
Okay, and the three sports are?
The three sports are croquet, Japanese croquet, which is just a version of normal croquet, and lawn bowls.
All right. So you, David, you are a croquet player, but also play a little bit of, dabble in all of them, I believe.
Sorry?
You dabble in all of the
I dabble in all of these. I play in all three sports, and I try and attend all three sessions during the week.
Okay, and Sandra, you play bowls more.
I do.
What is it about bowls that attracts you to that sport?
Well, I just think it's wonderful because it's an outside activity, which is something I love, set against a background of the Jura Mountains.
Very nice, in Prevesan.
Absolutely beautiful, and it's a very gentle game, and it can be, it's random, but it can test you as well.
Okay, and you're telling me that there's actually no uniform at the Cerne Bowls and Croquet Club. There's
well, I can only speak for the bowls. No, we don't. We play in cut-offs and shorts and T-shirts. Yeah.
So in terms of getting into this as a sport, you have both been playing for how many years, dare I ask?
Well, it's 20 in my case.
20 in yours, Sandra. David?
At least 30 up to 40 years.
And so if you want to now begin at this, cast your minds back to when you started playing. What do you think, first of all, you need to know? What are the absolute basics and how can people get up to speed if they're interested in joining in with you guys?
Well, I think you just have to be willing to go along and have a bit of fun. First of all, and not worry too much about the rules and regulations and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, I love that, Sandra. Just throw the rules and regulations of the sport out
yes,
the way.
Well, yes, there are rules. It's meant to be an enjoyable activity. After all, we've all worked and in retirement really don't want too much stress.
Absolutely. And then as a beginner, though, you provide the equipment, don't you?
We provide all the equipment. All we expect you to come along with is a flat-soled shoe.
That seems easy enough.
The grass I often compare to Wimbledon-type grass.
Right.
It has to be very flat and smooth, both because they're all balls games.
Okay. It's very the quality of the grass is absolutely crucial. Sandra, you mentioned being in your retirement and playing this as a sport in your retirement now, but let's just say and specify to our listeners now that it is open to all, isn't it? You even have a set of kids croquet clubs so that kids can come along and play. This is a family sport.
All three sports can be played at any age, from very young children to people of my age.
That's very delicately done, David.
Older.
That's very nice. So the facilities are at Cerne in the Prevesan. There's a clubhouse there. You do need to get access to get in because it is inside Cerne, but you don't need to be working at Cerne to enjoy this. Is that correct?
No, that's correct.
So it will have to be organised to get any entry, but you are doing this multiple times every single week. If people are interested, is there a web address or is there an email that they can go to? In fact, you've given it to me already. In fact, I do have it in front of me and we'll put it up on our website, info-croquetclub@cerne.ch.
Correct.
Small letters.
All small letters. And what else would you say? Is there a great time to get involved? Is the time now?
The time is now. The time is now.
Yeah. Why is the time now?
Because it's a summer sport.
Okay.
We play outside and the grass has just been relayed.
Beautiful.
So it's looking really good. If you start now, then you have the rest of the summer to come along and play.
right up till November, if the weather's good.
And you have told me as well, first year free, which is very nice.
Absolutely. And as well as having fun playing and enjoying it, there are certain spin-offs. So, for example, we've been able to go out for very nice lunches. Yesterday, a group went to see the tulips and have lunch out in Morges.
Nice.
Yeah, and with wine tastings and all the rest of it. So, you know, it's a social... It's a social happening.
Absolutely. Now that sounds...
It's very sociable.
Really lovely.
But for those who want to be good at the games, we have members who participate in national, European and world championships.
What a blend. That's a real blend of people that are doing it for a very, very social reason and also that really want to get very good at the sport, and you do coaching and teaching too.
And if you just want to go along and watch, the first year is totally free. After that, there's a charge of 20 Swiss francs. That's and our yearly subscription thereafter is 120 Swiss francs.
Thanks very much. David Underhill, Club President, and Sandra Clayton, member of the Croquet and Bowls Club at CERN. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about the sports that you play.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.